If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's check in with Chicago Tribune's chief political reporter, Rick Pearson. Rick, good morning. I'm reading a Tribune editorial today about the president's big mega bill and how it extends the Trump tax cuts and will add almost $4 trillion to the federal debt, including interest. And many supporters of the bill, Republicans, claiming it cuts the deficit. Now, I'm not smart enough to figure out what the truth is here. Can you help me? Can you explain this?
Basically, what congressional Republicans did was use a way to obfuscate the real increase in the deficit. So that figure of $4 trillion, that is absolute fact. And if anybody doubts that, all they have to do is look at Jerome Powell, who runs the Fed and has, you know, been under increasing pressure from President Trump to lower interest rates. And Powell's not going to do it in an atmosphere that is just going to even balloon the federal deficit even further.
And talk about trying to separate fact from fiction here. What do you know about this email that went out recently about Social Security benefits? Some people say this was very misleading, and I don't know what to make of this either, because there are going to be some breaks in taxes for people on Social Security, but you got to kind of dig deeper into the weeds, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I will tell you, I was surprised. I didn't know that it had been like a general email. I, of course, had gotten the email at my age, and I just figured it was something that was being sent. But I was amazed that this was just a blanket email. And of course, this is all part of the using the various gears and levers of the administration to try to put out their version of what's good news about the administration and the presidency. The one thing on top of those emails is the fact that President Trump's political arm keeps sending out fundraising emails saying how Democrats are fighting him in his effort to end taxes on Social Security benefits. And the bill doesn't do that. It doesn't do it at all. In fact, it does have a carve out of, I believe, $6,000 of an increased senior deduction to help cover a portion of whatever taxes on Social Security benefits. But that deduction phases out at income level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a full wipe out of taxes on Social Security. And quite frankly, as we just talked about, the debt portion of this bill, removing taxes on Social Security, while sure it'd be overwhelmingly popular, would just have ballooned that bill far, far greater into debt.
You know, I was thinking how older Americans, they vote, and probably more than any other demographic. So
absolutely, they are the most devoted demographic when it comes to voting.
So when it comes to this bill and the selling of this bill, Donald Trump and his supporters have to be very cognizant of the fact that you don't want to alienate this group under any circumstances.
No, but also, you know, this is an administration, and we've seen it in the first time around, too, that will say things and repeat things and repeat things and repeat things that aren't true, but believe that that helps them drive the narrative. And truly, until you know, people hopefully, you know, have a tax accountant or somebody that does their taxes, then they'll find out what the real story is, and they'll find out that, oh, I thought there was I don't have to pay taxes on Social Security. It's like, well, yeah, you do, and not only that, you don't get a tax break for it anymore because your income level is too high.
It's a long way to the midterms, so is this going to have any effect on voters then?
Absolutely. I mean, all parts of this bill is going to be the referendum on the midterms. I mean, given, obviously, we all know about issues of how it's going to affect Medicaid. We know how it's going to affect SNAP and food stamps, the issue of work requirements, the issue of more regular filing by people on those benefits to have to check in and notify that they are, you know, seeking work or whatever. All of this is going to be basically the volleyball game of the midterms, because Democrats are convinced that this is a winnable strategy of when you start talking about, you know, in Illinois, over 300,000 people being kicked off of Medicaid, the number of people that would be deemed ineligible for food stamps, the fact that people that don't want to bother filling out these forms every 6 months, so they'll just drop off the rolls, the amount of money it's going to cost state government, which cannot afford what it would take to make up for the cuts in the federal funding, rural hospitals, safety net hospitals that are dependent upon Medicaid funding. All of this is going to be, Democrats believe that's all great fodder. At the same time, you know, Republicans are quick to point out that, you know, in their polling, when you mention things about, you know, this is an effort to cut down on waste, fraud, and abuse, the big three, mm-hmm. and that, you know, able-bodied people who are able to work, you know, should be able to, should be required to fulfill those seeking work requirements. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's, but absolutely, this is going to be the game of the midterms.
Mm-hmm. Most Americans certainly are all for cutting government waste. And quickly, Rick, Elon Musk, his American party that he's forming, something like 90%+ of his followers didn't even respond to his post about this. So what does this say about his plans for a third party?
Well, I mean, well, one, it's very, very difficult to create a third party because you basically got to go to all 50 states and register with them and meet certain requirements in order to get on the ballot. That's the first thing. Two, and it's not that everything that Elon Musk does or says is a constant. And so saying you're going to do it and putting it in action are two different things. And Musk is not necessarily known as somebody who's very good on the follow through. So I think what that says about the followers is that, you know, we've been in this kind of Musk rodeo before. Mm-hmm. Let's see what the next step is. I mean, he hasn't even filed any paperwork. He announced this on Saturday. There's been no paperwork that's been filed with the Federal Election Commission, which is really the first step before creating a third party. And really, Republicans should be concerned if it does come to fruition, because this is clearly something that could, in some swing districts, affect some of those congressional races that Republicans are counting on to keep that majority.
Absolutely. Well, I will keep trying to figure out what the truth is. Thanks for your help. It's Rick Pearson over at the Tribune. Have a good day. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Bob.